Hello, beautiful listener. Welcome to the Pink Moon Podcast. This is your hostess, Somni Rose. Welcome. If you are a fellow internet surfer who just happened to swim over this quiet corner on the internet, welcome. Usually I introduce my episodes with some music to help set the tone for the theme that I'm going to be talking about, but there's no music today except for none other than my refrigerator, and that is what is providing the white noise as background music on this episode. Please forgive me that I'm getting my words mixed up. It is December 31st. This is the last episode of the Pink Moon Podcast for this year. And I know I have been absent for a little bit, but you have to understand that December was quite a roller coaster for me. So that is what we're going to talk about today, my beautiful listeners. This is the episode that I really wanted to do because as you'll see, I'll explain that a little bit more, but I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Please, please, if you are at a New Year's Eve party and you just need a little quick getaway and so forth, I hope that the Pink Moon Podcast provides you with that quiet moment just for a little bit. Or if you are by yourself celebrating New Year's Eve, hey, let's have a party together. Let's connect with each other over the internet and celebrate this moment. So come on in, and let's begin. Today's public service announcement, let's see, I'm looking at my list here. I don't have anything pressing to share with you. No updates, but I do have a list of things that I would like to thank you, my beautiful listeners. And the order that I am starting with, it's not because it's the most important. Again, this is not from most important to least important. It's just me saying thank you. Number one, I would like to thank each and every one of you who took the time to write me a 5-star review wherever possible. And thanks to you for the reviews, well, this podcast has reached more listeners. As a result, this year's Spotify Podcaster Wrapped was so different from last year. I have more listeners all around the world, and it turns out that this podcast is becoming a little more popular, I guess you could say, in other countries. So this is so fascinating to me. It's so interesting that for the longest time, ever since I was a little girl, I've always wanted to travel, and there's so many places that I physically have not been to. But guess what? Thanks to you, my voice, the work of the Pink Moon Podcast, the work that is on my YouTube channel, any of my social media platforms have reached those places that I've yet to go. And it's all thanks to you. I also want to thank each and every one of you who donated money to my little fundraising campaign to help me obtain a plant wave. So I'm still working on reaching that goal. And of course, I'm going to match the donations and reach that goal that I have so that I can use the plant wave and record sounds, which I want to use on future audio albums. So that is something to look forward to in 2024. So thank you to all of you who donated. Also, speaking of donations, I want to thank my followers who donated money to the following campaigns. One of them, I was organizing it, and that was to have Nahuatl workshops for the month of November, which took place. They were very successful, and that is something that I spoke in more detail on a previous episode. I also want to thank you for those of you who donated when my Nahuatl teacher was raising funds to help produced the very first Nahuatl dictionary written by a native Nahuatl speaker. And the good news is that the dictionary is going to come out in February 2024. So as soon as the campaign reached its goal, my teacher went into the post-production, which was editing the dictionary. It went into printing, and of course there was a lot of it was quite tedious work, because he was explaining to us, the students, that he had to revise the dictionary. So the press company, I guess you could say, sent him a hard copy, and he had to revise each page. Can you imagine? I've never heard of this, someone editing a dictionary, but of course this is how it gets done. And so he meticulously checked each letter, the spelling, and so forth, and of course he found some mistakes. And I mean, that's the point of a draft version of a dictionary. So he spent many months working on the editing process. So now it's completely done, and the final version of the dictionary comes out in February. So far, 2,000 copies are going to be available in February. And he also said that there's going to be special in-person presentations in El Salvador. So I'm hoping to be there next year in 2024 in person at these events. It's really exciting, but none of this would not have happened if it had not been for your generosity. And even though these campaigns were not mine, some of them I organized them, but I shared them, the ones that were not mine, I shared them on my social media platforms. And you, my beautiful listeners, or my subscribers on YouTube, you, some of you donated. I know this because I recognized some of the names, and I was like, oh my God, you know. And there were other, I know that other students, some of my classmates also share the campaigns on their platforms, and so they had their own community donating. Like, it was just unbelievable to see all the communities coming together and supporting this amazing project. So thank you once again for your generosity. And I hope that everything that you donated this year comes back to you tenfold. Thank you very much. Well, my beautiful listeners, let's see. It is still 2023 here in Canada, Eastern Standard Time. Some of you who are listening to this podcast, well, it's already 2024. Places such as Australia are the first ones to welcome the new year. So happy new year to you, and for others, happy New Year's Eve. The focus on today's episode is, I want to talk about something that I think is very fitting to New Year's Eve, because people are always talking about New Year's resolution and how they're going to change their life, etc., etc., etc. Now, personally, New Year's Eve, it's always been kind of a love and hate relationship, personally. And that is because, and by the way, before I continue, trigger warning. Also, I want to say, anything that I express on this podcast, it is strictly my personal opinion, basically my two cents. It is not professional advice, nor does it reflect any community that I may belong to. So again, this is personally my opinion. If anything that I say on this podcast inspires you, please do your research and speak with professionals. Although this content is quite entertainment, and sometimes there could be some ASMR sounds, it is only for quiet entertainment. It does not replace any medical therapy. Okay, so as I was saying, my personal opinion, I have this love and hate relationship with New Year's Eve, because when I was growing up in El Salvador, I remember New Year's Eve was such a big time. It was very important. And at midnight, the fireworks, there were so many of them. It was beautiful. I loved that part. And people would step out of their houses, and strangers, you know, you're running into pedestrians, and strangers would kiss me, you know, like on the cheek. And because we're very affectionate people. And so, you know, I'd be hugging strangers and be like, oh, Happy New Year's, you know, kiss, kiss, right? And I love that part. But then my family would be crying, and I'd be like, whoa, what is this? Is this the alcohol? Is it too much partying? What's going on? I didn't really understand this. So I remember I asked my mother, and I asked her, why do you cry? I mean, this is supposed to be a party. I don't understand. And I remember she said to me, we cry because we understand that the people who are with us right now may not be with us next year. And I thought, well, that's a downer. I mean, what a way to end a quite festive party. But she wasn't wrong either. And as I grew, I came to understand that she wasn't just talking about death. She was also talking about sometimes relationships end. There are going to be friends who, I guess you could say, their lives change. You drift apart. And sometimes you don't want to let go of these friendships, but sometimes you just have to. Because when let's say you're in university and you're graduating, your friends are getting jobs, and those could be in other countries and other cities. So you have to say farewell to them and hope you can meet again. And so there are many changes that we don't always see coming. And sometimes these changes are out of our control. And so we don't know how to prepare for them. How do we handle them? So that's another sense of loss. And so there's always this, fear, anxiety about the new year. There's also excitement. For some people, they're happy to say goodbye to the old year because maybe they had a very difficult and tumultuous year and they've had enough of it. And so for them, it's like, you know what? I'm done with this. I am ready for the new year, and I'm ready for healing and so forth. And some people, I remember I also went through this myself, they will say something like, well, it's just a calendar. I mean, it's all made up. We don't even know what actual year we're in, and et cetera, et cetera. And to that, I do understand. I'm actually part of that school. I am one of those people who observes the winter solstice, autumn equinox, summer solstice, because these are things that are taking place simultaneously all around the world. I mean, if you follow astronomy, if you are one of those people that watches the skies, you would understand that this is something that happens simultaneously. Everyone is experiencing this at the same time. Whereas New Year's Eve, it's basically made up. I mean, think about this. Australia receives it first. It's already 2024 over there. And then an hour later, it's the next country. An hour later, it's the next one. It's basically this domino effect. And eventually, it's New Year's in the Americas, you know, in Canada, in the US, etc. It's not something that we are experiencing at the same time. Having said that, I will admit this. I think it's very important to have some kind of a marker to end a chapter in your life. Because we do need to feel that we have completed a journey in our life. There's a reason why we have beginnings and ends to events. Like if it's the school year, you celebrate the beginning, you celebrate the end. And when you mark the end, you know that a new chapter is about to begin. And if you failed in the previous year, you're hoping to do better in the next one. New Year's is that opportunity to make changes in your life, to be a better version of yourself. And so you do need some kind of ritual, a tradition to mark the end to a chapter. And so sometimes this can be very emotional, it can be very sentimental, it can be very nostalgic, it can also be very exciting and hopeful. an opportunity to make new dreams. It can also be sad because sometimes we're walking into a new year without the people that we love, and that can be very difficult. So New Year's Eve, I think it's a day full of many, many emotions. And so for any of you out there listening to this episode, if you're going through a very difficult time, I really hope that you get through it and that you do feel better. And at the end of this episode, I'm going to be doing a prayer. And I know that many of you come from many different spiritual beliefs, different backgrounds, and you don't have to listen to the prayer or anything like that. I completely respect that, and I'm not trying to impose any spiritual beliefs on you, nothing like that. But it's my way of just thinking about you, even though we've never met. I read your messages, I read your reviews, you hear my voice. So even though we haven't met, some of you I have, because, you know, we met at international conference, YouTube events. So I have met some of you. I've been very grateful to have had that opportunity. But for those of you that I haven't met, this is my way of wishing you the very best. So, but again, if you don't want to listen to it, that's perfectly fine. But I just want to give you the heads up. So there's one thing that I want to share with you, and this is personal. In every New Year's Eve, people talk about resolutions. And one of the themes that is very reoccurring is love yourself. And I find that it's a phrase that we hear all the time, but I don't think many people know what that means. So I'm going to share here a personal experience, and I hope that, again, this is my personal experience. Maybe it'll inspire you. I don't know. But it's something that something was telling me that I needed to share it with you. So what does it mean to love yourself? Some people may see this as vanity. Love myself. I love my hair. I love my skin, my eyes, etc. Oh, I love my personality. And that is part of it, but it's not the only thing. What does it mean to love yourself? What does it mean to have self-confidence? What does it mean this and this and this and that? And my opinion is that I think loving yourself is finding your inner peace. And that is something that can take many years for some to accomplish. And one of the ways that you can do that, how do you find your inner peace? Are you the kind of person who's always full of anxiety and so forth? And because you are clouded with so much sadness, anxiety, you don't value your own space. You don't value your own company. You may not even like to be by yourself. So when you're not connected with who you are, with your inner peace, then you cannot begin to love yourself. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about what loving yourself is, what it is to me. And I think I've mentioned this before in other episodes. I am the kind of person who had therapy, and it took me a long time to find the right therapy. I remember the first time years ago, I was working with a professional, and she had said to me, "We're going to work together." And she said, however, in the first year, if you don't see that you are improving, I may not be the right person for you. And I will not take offense if you want to work with another professional, if you want to try different therapy. I will not take offense to that, because my end goal is for the patient, for the client, to improve, to feel better, to spread their wings and continue on their road to personal growth. So for many years, I never forgot what she said that. And so for many years, I have been trying different methods, and some of them worked temporarily. Some provided some temporary relief, and other ones, nothing at all. And until I think what really worked for me was homeopathy. And some of you may be reacting like, my God, Somni, you gotta be kidding me. Like, what are you talking about? And I understand that homeopathy in some countries is seen as very woo-woo. And in some countries, it's not regulated. And unfortunately, there could be scammers, right? There could be people taking advantage of very vulnerable people. It's the same with naturopath or nutritionist. And, you know, because in some of these fields are not regulated. So unfortunately, you have some bad apples there. However, I think these fields are regulated in other countries, and so they have real professionals in these fields who are helping people. And the way I came across homeopathy, it was through word of mouth, because at the time I really didn't understand what it was. I had never heard of it. I did hear about it, but I didn't know exactly what it was. So a friend of mine recommended it to me, and she's one of these people who it takes a long time to convince her, to impress her. Like, she's the kind of person that if she gives you a compliment, it's because she really means it, and it's something that you have earned, okay? And so I really took her suggestion seriously, and I made my own research, and thus began my journey. And this would have been, I think, 3 years ago, 3 years and a half ago, that I started on this healing journey. Because there had been so many patterns in my life that I couldn't seem to overcome. I'm not getting any better. I really need some help. And I think homeopathy worked for me because, and again, please be open-minded about this. And if you're not interested in listening to this, that's perfectly fine. I understand. But I'm just sharing a personal story here. Some of the things that I read, and again, I'm not claiming that this is truth. I read somewhere that we are not just a physical body. I read somewhere that we are seven bodies in one. We are our physical body, a spiritual body, an energy body, an emotional body, and I can't remember the other three. I've only mentioned four. I don't remember what the other three components are. But it was saying that if you are emotionally sick, it's going to show up in your physical body. And so the reason why the medicine, conventional medicine, isn't working on addressing the symptoms that your physical body is expressing is because the medicine is not working on the emotional body. So you need to go see a doctor who looks after the emotional body. If you are spiritually ill, it's going to express in your physical body. Again, conventional medicine is not working because it's the spiritual body that is ill. And the same goes the other way around. Maybe your physical body is ill, but you are going to an emotional body doctor, and that doctor cannot help you because you need to see a doctor who can help your physical body. So see how complex this is, and it's very fascinating. And it's very interesting. And I could talk about this for hours. But homeopathy ended up working for me a lot, tremendously. And from there on, everything has just become easier. And I noticed that when a lot of the anxiety went away, a lot of these things that I had been struggling with went away, I ended up building a strong foundation. I found inner peace. And the thing is that when people talk about loving yourself, they think about positivity, be positive, 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 positive. And that's not necessarily so. Being at peace doesn't mean being negative. It doesn't mean being positive. It also does not mean being delusional, because being at peace means that you are not in the middle of drama. But that doesn't mean that you're ignoring drama. It's one of my personal pet peeves when someone says to me, oh, I don't get involved in drama. But they also don't acknowledge it. They don't realize that they're sitting in the middle of drama, and they just ignore it, and they think that it's going to go away on its own. And it's like, no, there's drama surrounding you, and perhaps you might want to consider standing up and walking away from the drama. Like, don't be the ostrich who sticks its neck in the sand or something like that. I can't remember the expression. So I find that when you have inner peace, you become more comfortable with who you are, more comfortable in your skin, more comfortable in your own surroundings, in your own home. And because you don't have the urgency, the anxiety, the sadness, or all these other negative emotions around you, you're able to make healthier changes in your lives. You begin to work in your home. Like, what does a healthy home look like? What colors do you want to see on the wall? Maybe you want to change the furniture. Maybe you want to listen to different music. And you become more comfortable in your space. And as a result, you fall in love with yourself. That is, to me, what it means to love yourself. And because you enjoy your own company, when people come into your life, brand new people, and they disrupt that peace, then you realize, hey, you know what? This friendship or potential new partner may not be the one for me because they're disrupting my peace. If you are, at a new work environment and you're sensing again that your peace is being disrupted, you're being disrespected. You're like, okay, you know what? I need to strategize. This place may not be for me. I need to go somewhere else. And again, that is what loving yourself means, is because you're protecting what is important to you, and that is your inner peace. And when you have inner peace, you also attract people that vibrate at the same consistency as you, and you begin to build a better network of friends, a stronger community. When you have inner peace, you can also strengthen your friendships and your relationships. And this is so helpful to one another. And it also addresses the next question that I always hear all the time, especially from the younger generation. They're always asking, the elders. I don't want to say olders, but they ask the elders, how do you manage with loss? How do you handle when bad things aren't working in your life? How do you do that? And the answer is that it's different. I don't have an answer to that. Because there are many things that I could say to you, to the younger generation, hey, you know what? You might want to do this, you might want to do that. But the reality is, humanity, like our society, changes. And so society could look very different for the new generation when they get to the age that I am right now. So they're not going to face the same challenges that I faced. On the contrary, they're going to face challenges that I never faced. So my advice may not be useful. But what I can say to you that I think has worked time and time and again is when you have a strong network of friends, of family, community, when things are happening in your life, no matter how challenging they are, if you have that strong connection, as well a strong connection with God, your family, your friends, community, one way or another, you're going to figure it out together. All of you are going to say, okay, we've never experienced anything like this. Not sure what to do, but we're going to figure this out because there's no other way out. The only way out is to push through and roll with the punches, and we're going to be there for each other. When you're having a bad day, I'm going to be there for you. When you're having a good day, we're going to celebrate and enjoy life. Okay, we're back to having a blue Monday, a sad day. Okay, let's get through the emotions. Our emotions are valid. It's okay to be sad. Let's see how we feel tomorrow, right? And so again, you can only do that when you have a strong network of friends, family, community, and a connection with God. And that's my opinion. And so that is for me how to love yourself. And so, my beautiful listeners, again, my apologies for not being around in December. I had promised you a special episode where I was going to be taking you to England. There was something that I really wanted to talk about. And December was my birthday month. And after my birthday, things just got crazier and crazier, but in a good way. So I ran out of time to produce that special episode, but I'm hoping to bring it to you in 2024. And because, you know, if New Year's Eve is not a big deal to you, I'll give you another personal experience here. I'll share something with you. Because my birthday is in December, I basically do the holidays all in one. There you go, in 1 month. And so my birthday is actually my own personal New Year's Eve. So all my resolutions, I do that on my birthday. I also check my emotional, personal inventory, and I check the notes that I wrote, either in my mind or in a notebook, of the goals that I had for myself from the previous year. Like on my birthday, I'll say, okay, Somni, what do you want for the next year? What is it that you want to accomplish? What is it that you want to work on? Okay, I want to do this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then when my birthday comes around, I look at those notes and I see, okay, how much did I get done? Did I accomplish any of those things? If not, how come? Maybe my priorities changed. So I always take full stock of what is happening in my life. And so my birthday is not just a celebration. It's a time for reflection. It's my own New Year's Eve. And it's also my birthdays are also a time to think about the people that are no longer in my life. Again, it's not always death. Even though I did experience that this year, there were some loved ones that I lost, unfortunately. And so I think about those things. And I take stock of that. And I think about, okay, how can I strengthen my relationships with the people that are still in my life in the new year? And I also remind myself, this is easier said than done. I also remind myself that sometimes you have to let go. You have to let go of the people who don't want to be in your life. You can't force people to love you. You cannot force people to like you. You cannot force people to give you the time and day that you want. And I'm only saying this because I'm a single woman, right? So sometimes this year I dated more than I thought. I mean, I'm a single woman. And, you know, sometimes there were disappointments. But again, I had to remind myself that sometimes some people are just not meant to be in your life. And you can't force people, you know, just like I would not want to be forced either, right? I would not want to be in a relationship that I don't want to be just because it makes them happy, right? So see, these are things that I go through every year. Like this is part of the taking inventory about your life. And so, my beautiful listeners, let's see if we can just I guess that's it. That's all I wanted to say about loving yourself. And this is what me sharing my own personal anecdotes and whatnot. So I guess let's listen to the rain one more time. And let's just inhale and exhale deeply, my beautiful listeners. That's it. Inhale and exhale deeply. And so this is my prayer to each and every one of you, my beautiful listeners. I want to thank the universe for each and every one of you. And I also want to say thank you to the universe for blessing you in your life, whatever blessing it is that you had this year. I want to thank the universe for making you happier, for making you healthier, for making you stronger. And believe it or not, I want to thank the universe for not leaving you alone. And I know it's easier said than done, and you may not believe me, but even in those times that you felt alone, you weren't. And so I want to thank the universe for being there for you. I want to thank the universe for making your life magical. I want to thank the universe for creating these interesting moments in your life. I want to thank the universe for the many sunny days it gave you. I want to thank the universe for giving you rain, for those of you who needed it, for your garden, for your farm. I want to thank the universe for giving you gasoline so that you could use it for your car and go for a ride, drive in the neighborhood and just de-stress. I want to thank the universe for giving you a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, something that you could enjoy every morning to get your day started. I want to thank the universe for giving you books, whether they were hard copies or Audible, but it gave you something to read, something to listen to. I want to thank the universe for providing you with wonderful ASMR content creators all over YouTube, on Spotify, and wherever you listen to your content, to give you that moment of escape. And I want to thank the universe for inspiring many content creators around the world to create those videos and sounds and audios that you so needed. I want to thank the universe for making you part of my audience, for being my listener, because I needed you too. So you were there for me, and I hope I was able to be there for you, that the work that I have been producing was able to give you a little bit of support. And there's so many things to thank, and we can continue to do so after this podcast is over. And so I would like to ask humbly, if it's not too much to ask, I would like to ask the universe for peace and harmony on earth. May 2024 be beautiful, magical, peaceful, and wonderful, and full of many wonderful surprises. Much blessings, health, and love to you, to each and every beautiful listener. Vayush, thank you so much, my beautiful listeners, and happy New Year. Until next year, take care. Bye for now.